I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. So you bought a couple trail cams, you figure you can put them out and there will be deer everywhere. They don't work that way. There are a few things you can do to make them work their best. I'll tell you what that is, but first...
Haul away big savings this weekend at Fleet Farm's Truckload Savings Event. Like 40-pound bags of Superior Hardwood Fuel Pellets, two for $11. Morton Clean and Protect Water Softener Pellets are only $5.89 a bag. Save on 40 pounds of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, just $18.99. And get a free $15 Fleet Farm gift card with select Science Diet pet food. Stock up on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Trail cameras don't work unless you do. And what I mean by that is you have to tend to those cameras. You want to find the right places to put them, of course, like an area that tapers down into an opening. It's called a pinch point. It's where crops have been taken out and the timberline narrows down. The deer will follow that right out into an opening. You can find out if you've got some trophy deer as they move through that pinch point or not. You also want to look for areas where the deer are bedding down. These will be trails that go into a big swampy area set up there. There's not always trees that you can attach your camera to in those swampy areas. So it's a good idea to take a steel post and drive that into the ground and attach your camera to it. And you'll also want to be checking out those trails that are actually in the woods and in the cover, which could consist of standing corn or cattail and grass swamps. But the key is you have to tend to those cameras. You have to move those cameras around. You can't just put them in one spot and expect them to find those deer that you're going to be targeting on opening day. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.